Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the evil outcome of those who show off. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily the hellfire and its inmates rage on account of those who used to show off." This is an interesting hadith. It says, not only does it attribute an awareness to hell, the hellfire of hell, and it also says that the fire of hell is upset and angry at those who had who used to show off. But it's also interesting to know that in this tradition, it says that some of the inmates of hell, the other people who are residing in hell, even they despise those people who are in hell who used to show off, who entered hell because they used to show off, right? In continuation, the Prophet says, when asked how the hellfire rages, he replied, it rages on account of the intense heat with which they are being punished. Right, so this is a very beautiful hadith, and it's about the evil outcome of those who show off. In a similar tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated to have said the following: On the day of resurrection, a servant who used to pray regularly will be brought forth, and he will beg, "O Lord, I prayed in seeking your pleasure." And he will be told, "No, you prayed so that people would say how beautiful your prayer was." And this person, he never prayed for the sake of God. He never prayed because it was a good thing. He never prayed because it was the right thing to do. Rather, he prayed because he wanted people to say that he was a good person and that his prayer was beautiful. After saying this, God Almighty will say the following to his angels: "Take him to the fire." Right? Because I don't know if you've heard this tradition or not, but there's a very famous tradition regarding prayer. It's been narrated that one of the a'imma alayhi salam said, if the prayer, the ritual prayer, is accepted, all other acts will be accepted. Otherwise, you know, no other act will be of any value and will be accepted. The prayer has to be accepted in order for the other acts to be accepted. So this person who was proud and used to show off in his prayer, because he didn't pray for the sake of God, his prayer will not be accepted, and as a result, right, the good acts that he did will not be accepted, and he will be sent to the hellfire. How do we know that we're showing off or not? In some of the traditions, the characteristics of a show-off have been mentioned. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, three characteristics distinguish a show-off. He is energetic and active while in the presence of people. He is lazy when he is by himself. And he loves to be praised for everything he does. Thank you for joining us here on the Hadith of the Day. We were looking at showing off in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.